The Egyptian president has resigned. Now what happens to the Egyptian economy?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The crowds in Cairo and Alexandria and in cities all over Egypt have erupted in jubilation on the streets after President Hosni Mubarak announced he is stepping down, that according to the vice president of the country. The ripples are being felt around the world, certainly in the Middle East. And Marketplace's Elisa Roth is with us live from Amman, Jordan, with reaction from those quarters. Hi, Elisa.
Hello.
Is the end of this uncertainty, is this the end of what's been plaguing the economy now?
No, not at all, unfortunately. In a lot of ways, there's a lot more uncertainty. I mean, as you said, Mubarak has stepped down, but he handed power over to the military. Nobody has any idea what this new government is going to look like. So Egypt could become a democracy, but even if that happens, it's not going to happen tonight. It's not going to happen next week. And if it becomes a military dictatorship, well, who knows what that would do to the economy? So while this is clearly good news for the protesters and maybe even ultimately good news for the region, it's way too early to say that the uncertainty is gone.
So, all right. So Mubarak has stepped down. Do the protesters just go home and say, okay, we're done? I mean, what now for the economy?
Well, I think this, again, comes back to the idea of uncertainty. I mean, it seems like the stock markets are pleased with the news that he's gone, and that initial excitement could last for a while. But oil prices fell, and excitement doesn't sustain an economy. In the long run, it's really going to come down to who's in power in Egypt. What does that government look like? How stable is it? Is it pro-foreign investment? Is it pro-investment? A lot of the economic problems that got Egypt into this to begin with, you know, things like poverty, unemployment, high food prices, those aren't going to disappear just because Mubarak left. And Egypt still has to convince investors and visitors and everybody else that it's safe to come back. You know, this is an economy that's heavily dependent on tourism, and it's going to need a lot of foreign investment to get on its feet. So whoever ends up in charge is going to have a lot of work to do economy-wise.
What, and I hate to put you on the spot like this, Elisa, sort of off the cuff, but what's the reaction been in Jordan? I mean, have people, this is just recent news, have they found out?
You know, I think they're hearing the way everybody else hears, watching TV and the like. I know that people were very excited this morning, standing outside the Egyptian embassy, putting in their, you know, making their voices heard and saying, hey, we want Mubarak out, get out of here. So I expect that there's a lot of excitement all over the region.
All right. Marketplace's Elisa Roth joining us from Amman, Jordan, there in the Middle East, very close to Egypt. And we do appreciate it, Elisa.
Well, you're welcome.
All right. Markets are, yes, absolutely. Markets are reacting to the news coming out of Egypt this morning. Let's get to the numbers. Stocks are higher now. They were pretty much flat just about half an hour ago. But guess what? The S&P up about 0.3%. The NASDAQ up about 0.3% as well. The Dow up 16 points at 12,245. In Europe, stocks are higher as well. They were lower earlier today. The FTSE in London up about 0.2%, and German shares are up about 0.5% right now. Consumer sentiment rose in January in this country, according to the latest survey by Thomson Reuters and the University of Michigan. The trade deficit widened in December. That capped a year where the gap ballooned by the biggest amount in a decade. And Finland's Nokia is set to announce today it's teaming up with Microsoft to run Windows mobile software for its smartphones.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering its Raise Your Rate CD as well as online savings account and money market account. Learn more at allybank.com. By Yellowbook 360, offering a spectrum of marketing tools for small businesses designed to go beyond yellow. More at yellowbook360.com. And by Progressive Insurance, helping people shop for car insurance at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com.
Egypt is certainly the big story of the day, but there's another one, another big one we're watching, and that's the release of this Treasury Department report on the future of the government's role in the mortgage market. Now, this is a way for Uncle Sam to back away from guaranteeing so many home loans and lessening, perhaps, the threat to the nation's economy. Well, the Obama administration says home buyers should have bigger down payments, as much as 10% on loans it guarantees, and to reduce the size of those loans and have reassurances from lenders that mortgage holders have enough money to pay those loans. Former Assistant Treasury Secretary Michael Barr is with us now on the line. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
What does the government want to do in this situation?
Well, I think what you're going to see the Treasury Department doing in the coming months is begin to set a new foundation for a more resilient and stable housing finance system, and importantly, to have a firm and stable regulatory system so that we don't have races to the bottom like we saw in the lead up to the financial crisis.
How long is this going to take to unwind, and can this be done without affecting the market in a drastic way?
Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and the Federal Housing Finance Administration, FHA, account for more than 9 in 10 mortgages in the country today. And I think everybody agrees that that was necessary during the financial crisis, but that over time that role needs to be scaled back. I think if it's done in a slow and measured way, it should be able to be absorbed by the marketplace without disrupting the housing recovery that we're beginning to see now.
How could this change the way people buy homes?
I think you're going to see a greater emphasis, for example, on more down payment. If we move to a system in which there's no government guarantee in the future, mortgage rates will rise rather sharply. And I think we're going to see a shift away from the 30-year fixed rate mortgage. It'll be much harder for people to get that product, and you'll see a lot of people with adjustable rate mortgages. I think that would be unfortunate.
Former Assistant Treasury Secretary Michael Barr, thank you, sir.
My pleasure.
And finally, lawmakers in the state of Illinois are looking for myriad ways to get some revenue back into state coffers. One idea they're talking about, selling advertising on license plates. Maybe the front of the car, or the car in front of you could be advertising granola bars or deodorant, something like that. The legislator that came up with the idea said the state has to start thinking outside the box, or in this case, inside that big metal rectangle. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles, tweeting at Radio Chio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
In today's economic climate, there's only one sure bet. The world is changing, and at the speed of light. As technology continues to improve the pace and success of the global marketplace, high-quality information is your most important ally in an increasingly uncertain world. I'm Kai Rizdal. As the day's events unfold, join us for all the latest financial news and analysis from around the globe. Later on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.